Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu Vehu Yoshienu. והוא ישמיענו ברחמיו שנית לעיני כל חי. והוא ישמיענו ברחמיו שנית לעיני כל חי. Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu Vehu Yoshienu, Vehu Yashmienu, ברחמיו שנית לעיני כל חי. והוא ישמיענו ברחמיו שנית לעיני כל חי.
זכור אזכיר לכם אותו כף הדבר של אהבת חברים.
Let me remind you the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time, for it is upon that that our right to exist depends, and upon that our near to come success is measured. Hence turn away from all the imaginary engagement and set your hearts to think thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one, so the words love your friend as yourself will literally come true in you simply. Again, let me remind you the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time, for it is upon that that our right to exist depends, and upon that our near-to-come success is measured. Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one, so the words love your friend as yourself will literally come true in you simply. Baal HaSulam, letter 47. The subject of the lesson is awakening the deficiency in the tent for the Creator's help. Tens on duty, Japan, Florida, tent number 13. Mexico, virtual tent number 1, Netanya and Petah Tikva. Tent number 8 from Petah Tikva. Question for a workshop. What are the conditions for the reception of Torah in the ten? Again, what are the conditions for the reception of the Torah in the ten? What are the conditions for the reception of the Torah in the ten? There is one condition, which is to reach a common point of annulment as a ten. That in this point of annulment in the ten will feel and attain this concept of one, that there's no difference between one and the other. We're only connecting in one point, in this one center. First, you have to reveal the evil. You have to discover the evil so that you'll have the feeling that the Torah is required. You need this need for the reception of the Torah.
What
else? We need a common prayer, meaning a prayer of many. This means that every friend is praying for his friend. For himself, all needs is some air to live. All the rest is for the friends. And this common prayer, we may receive the Torah.
Also, collective prayer means that it collects everyone and all the women and children, even meaning all the discernments that they all need to be together.
And to collect all the yearnings, all the desires, to generate one common desire. Generating one common desire means that we raise atop all the desires in us the only thing that is really important for everyone.
They need to be connected in such a way that they make a kli that can contain the light.
Now, we also heard it yesterday. Don't turn to the Creator, turn to the group. When we'll turn to each other, we'll feel the connection between us, then we'll be able to receive the Torah and answer from the Creator.
Another condition for receiving the Torah is the greatness of the goal, the joyfulness from walking the path. Everyone gives that to the friend, and this is really the ground from which the common prayer grows, the desire to receive the Torah. That's where we start, the greatness of the goal, importance, joyfulness. Give each other example in these things, very important.
And at the same time, along with the happiness and the greatness, you have to have the need for it, a special deficiency. I don't know exactly what that is.
Well, what to add?
These points have to be connected, the yearnings, in a certain way. When each one leaves behind everything that is not related to the connection, and what is related to the connection, the Creator, he connects to the friends, trying to create one common deficiency along with them.
That they're willing to receive the Torah, they understand what it means to receive the Torah in the Ten. It means that everyone cares for the friends, and there's a lot of things in it. The light needs to work a lot so that a person is willing to open his heart and rub his heart against the friend's heart and so forth.
Japan group has gathered today probably because they're on duty, so they're all in one place today, and we see them on the screen. Why am I saying that? It's because they gave us an extra effort. What they usually, it's not usual, they added. And this addition is also very important for the reception of the Torah. We must all the time, really every moment. Yesterday we heard in the Zohar lesson at noon that with every item you read, with every letter you read, you can renew your prayer for the friend. Not even every letter. It should be direction of adding. One more condition to receive the Torah, not to be stuck in place.
Also, another condition to be responsible for each other, not for oneself. And we probably should know, or at least be aware of what we're going to receive. I think the the desire needs to be very clear exactly what we're going to get.
Yeah, it's nice that we'll really know what we want to bring out of this congregation. What is this Torah we're expecting for? What is it supposed to correct? Where should it touch us? Preparing the common clay.
We expect a change of desire, a change of intention. We expect a revolution in our life, that what we think and see and want now, that we'll want something else, that the light will sort of make this change happen.
That we will pray for each other. We'll start praying as much as we can. The light has to work for us to receive the Torah, to give us the Torah.
A condition to receive the Torah is equivalence of form. To the extent that we are one like the light that's one, then the light can fill the vessel.
Lo ira libi, lo ira libi, lo ira libi. Im tachne alai machne, lo ira libi, lo ira libi, lo ira libi. אם תקום עליי מלחמה, אוי מלחמה. אם תקום עליי מלחמה, אוי מלחמה. בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח. בזאת אני בוטח, בזאת אני בוטח. בזאת אני בוטח.